With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My name is John Gregory Dunn. I was born the 25th of May, 1932, in Hartford, Connecticut.
John Gregory Dunn, his most recent novel, The Red, White, and Blue, may also be his most ambitious. It fictionalizes the key events of the 60s and 70s.
I wanted to do a book that, in essence, covered that sort of 20-year period of American history, where there was enormous turmoil, unrest, social disaffection.
John Gregory Dunn sees The Red, White, and Blue, as well as two previous novels, as continuations of the same theme.
The first one was True Confessions, which was about the poor Irish in Los Angeles in the late 30s and early 40s. In Dutch Shade Jr., I took the Irish experience a generation, or maybe two generations down the road, into the 1970s. In The Red, White, and Blue, I was interested in the Irish who had, in effect, made it, who sat on top of the American dream.
The Red, White, and Blue is a big and complex book that refuses to hold to any chronological order as it intertwines recent history through the lives of a well-to-do California family. And yet, John Gregory Dunn insists he had little more than a basic idea when he first started putting words to paper.
I usually know when I begin a book what the last line is going to be. I like to have some rough idea of where I'm going. And in this book, I knew the last line was going to be either no or yes.
And it's yes for The Red, White, and Blue by John Gregory Dunn. Now at St. Martin's Press paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I think writing is essentially manual labor of the mind. It's a job like laying pipe. I don't think of writers as thinkers.
That's novelist John Gregory Dunn, whose newest book, The Red, White, and Blue, is perhaps best described as a social and historical satire of the 60s and 70s. Dunn and his wife, Joan Didion, have collaborated on a number of screenplays, including an adaptation of Dunn's novel, True Confessions. In this scene, the cardinal, played by Cyril Cusack, tells his assistant, Robert De Niro, that an elderly priest must be dismissed.
I'm afraid he'll have to go.
Well, I think you're making a mistake, Your Eminence.
Oh, is that so?
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I think that he's a good priest. He runs the best parish in the archdiocese, and he's a good man.
Yes, of course he's a good man. But the fact is, we need younger pastors. Men will do what they're told.
For the good of the church.
For the good of Holy Mother Church.
John Gregory Dunn says it's unlikely he and Joan Didion will ever collaborate on a book.
Jen writes microdot novels. They are 700-page novels. They just happen to be 200 pages long, and I write differently than that.
But Dunn cannot imagine being married to anyone other than a writer.
We are the sounding board and editors for each other's work. We trust each other's judgment implicitly.
John Gregory Dunn, his most recent novel, The Red, White, and Blue, is now out as a St. Martin's Press paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.